In endocytosis, substances outside the cell are transported into the cell by a method in which the cell membrane actually bulges inwards and ultimately pinches off, forming a vesicle inside the cell. So there are three types of endocytosis that can occur. The first is phagocytosis, which you can see at the left side of the image at the bottom of the slide. Phagocytosis is used by cells to import very large particles, such as full cells. In fact, phagocytosis is the process that's used by white blood cells to fight bacterial infections. And what occurs is that white blood cells actually engulf an entire bacterial cell, bringing it inside the cell, at which point enzymes within the white blood cell are used to destroy the bacterial cell. So phagocytosis is used to import very large particles into the cell. The second method of endocytosis is called pinocytosis. In pinocytosis, is often referred to as cell drinking. In pinocytosis, the cell membrane takes in a quantity of water as well as any substances that are dissolved in that water. So this is why it's called cell drinking. The cell is essentially taking in quantities of water as well as any substances dissolved in it. The third method of endocytosis that can occur is called receptor-mediated endocytosis. So this type of endocytosis can only occur when a specific molecule binds a receptor that's on the outside of the cell membrane. Once the molecule binds its specific receptor, endocytosis will begin and the pit will begin to form, the cell membrane will bulge inwards, and ultimately will pinch off from the cell membrane, bringing that specific molecule into the cell. So in summary, endocytosis is a process that's used to bring large particles into the cell. There are three types of endocytosis that can occur: phagocytosis, pinocytosis, and receptor-mediated endocytosis.